pays to have good credit.
You would always want to be on the side of having good credit.
Do you think it pays to have good credit? Welcome to the It Pays to Have Good Credit podcast, where we talk about credit scores, business, finances, and take calls to answer all questions related to those topics. To call in, call 225-243-9700 and press option 1 to join in. What's going on, everyone? In this episode, I want to help those who are in the market to buy a vehicle or buy a home or I guess financing in general. A lot of times people go out and apply for something and they get discouraged and they add hard inquiries to their credit report for no reason. And the main issue I see with this is people not being aware of their financial situation before they go and run their credit. So in this episode, I want to teach you the steps, you know, with a visual episode. I did one similar to this a week or two ago, but it was just an audio episode. So for those who have been watching the YouTube platform lately, you've noticed that it's only been audio episodes for Spotify and all the other audio podcast platforms. So I'm finally getting back to making some visual YouTube content. And for those who normally listen in on Spotify and the audio platforms, you know, vice versa this time. If you guys do want to go to YouTube and check out the actual visual episode of this one here, check it out on YouTube. It's the same channel. It Pays to Have Good Credit. You know, see it pop up. But if not, just follow along here, okay? So, first thing first, let's say if you were out and you want to finance a new home or finance a new car, whatever the situation is, the first thing you want to do, okay, is see what the minimum credit score is for that particular item, okay? So, let's look at homes, okay? Minimum credit score for a mortgage loan. And this is just an estimate. This doesn't mean you're automatically approved. This is just the first step a lender will take to consider looking at your application or looking at your finances to see if you can financially afford whatever you're trying to apply for. Okay, so it says the minimum credit score needed for most mortgages is typically around 620. However, you know, there are some that typically have lower credit score requirements, you know, and then there's some that may require higher credit scores. This is just an estimated average based on the different loan types. There's different loans that you're going to be approved for depending on if you're a veteran, if you're a first-time home buyer, if you're trying to buy a home in a rural, less developed area, if you're trying to buy a home right in the middle of the city, you know, you're going to get approved for a different type of loan. So before you do anything, you want to make sure your credit scores are at least in the mid 600s. Okay, so let's just stick with houses now. So you got your credit score requirement, just an estimate. This is just the first step to it. Okay, doesn't mean you're going to be approved. But the next step you want to do is calculate your income. Okay, let's go to this calculator here and follow along for those who are listening. For those who's watching, you see the calculator here. Now, banks will finance you up to 40% of your gross income. So let's say if you make, I don't know, $5,000 a month, okay? Banks will finance you, let's multiply that by 40%. That comes out to $2,000 a month, okay? This is if you have no debt in your name. So if you have a car note of $300, subtract $300 from that. You can now be approved for $1,700 a month in financing. That's car note, house note, personal loan, whatever. Okay, let's say if you have credit cards, you have one credit card and the minimum payment on that is $25 a month, which is pretty average. Okay, now you're approved for $1,675 a month. So you see how debt plays a factor in your approval. So the smartest thing to do is take that $5,000 a month and just keep it that way. Okay, let's just pretend you don't have any debt. You know, hopefully you've paid off all your credit cards and potentially auto debt. But if not, it's okay to have auto loan, because I know that takes time to pay off. But for you guys with smaller debts, like personal loans, credit cards, look, don't go into financing a new car or financing a new house if you have those smaller debts attached to you. We understand auto loans take a while to pay off, but smaller stuff, have that stuff paid off so it wouldn't affect your debt to income ratio, okay? So you take $5,000 by 40% of that, again, that's $2,000 a month. So now you know you can afford up to $2,000 per month, okay? That does not mean you need to go up to $2,000 a month, because you may have other expenses out of that. Again, that's your gross income. Taxes comes out of that, car insurance, grocery shopping, vacations, savings. You know your personal bills. Your personal budget may be $1,200 a month. It's the most you want to finance, okay? So just keep that $2,000 in mind. So you got $2,000 a month that you can get approved for. It could be more, could be less, depending on what your lender tells you. This is just a reference guide to prepare you for real life situations, okay? Let's say if you were going out and you wanted to buy a house, okay? Let's see here. Monthly pay is, let's see here. Actually, I'm on the auto loan. Okay, I'm back on the mortgage loan calculator here, okay? So $2,000 a month. I'm here in Louisiana, so a lot of this stuff here on Google, if you look at mortgage loan calculator on Google, this stuff automatically pops up. So let's just say a house that's worth $200,000, okay? $200,000, if you put 3.5% down, which is your average for an FHA loan, okay? Interest rates, probably at 7-something%. I put 2,000 for the home price. I wish I have a million houses right now, hopefully. 200,000, okay? So a $200,000 home, you put 3.5% down, which is $7,000 down, 7% interest rate, after home insurance, PMI, property taxes, all of that stuff included, you're looking at $1,700 a month, okay? You can afford a $200,000 house. So if you go up from here, let's say 220, okay, you can afford that. Let's say 250, okay? You're probably right below 250. Okay, so with a $5,000 a month income with no monthly debts, you can afford up to a $230,000, I was going to say $35,000, but you can afford up to $230,000 as far as a house, okay? Let's look at cars. Let's do the same thing. You guys were trying to buy a car. You're interested if you're going to be approved or not. Let's see what the minimum credit score is for a auto loan, okay? Let's see. Auto loans, minimum credit score. You're looking at around 600, okay? That's where you want to be. So you've seen with houses and with cars, you definitely want to be above 600 or somewhere in the mid 600s. Do not waste your time if you're in the 500s. Yeah, you may be approved with some type of stipulations, more down payment, higher interest, documents, and all these extra things that you may need to provide. Look, that's a headache, guys. Look, just get your credit where it needs to be. Get into the mid 600s, upper 600s, lower 700s, whatever the case is. When you're applying for something, you want it to be a smooth and easy process, okay? So getting into the 600s is your answer as far as credit score. Once you get into the 600s, then you can play around, okay? You notice if you make $5,000 a month, monthly gross, you can afford up to a $230,000 house with interest rates at 7%, your mortgage would be somewhere around $2,000 or less, okay? So let's look at an auto loan, okay? Again, we're gonna use $5,000 a month for your income. Okay, so for those who just need to hear it again, $5,000 a month is your gross monthly salary or your income, and a bank will finance you up to 40%. That's $2,000 a month, okay? So now that $2,000 a month, you know, you can finance pretty much any car, you know, if you don't have any other debts in your name, you know, but that's not realistic, okay? So you take that $2,000 a month And let's take your mortgage out of it. Let's say your mortgage is $1,500 a month for those who bought a home pre-COVID. Okay. Let's not even do 15. Let's do $1,200 a month. Okay. So now you have up to $800 you can finance. Okay. So $800, let's say if, yeah, okay, this is a perfect thing here for those who are watching. This calculator automatically had $50,000 plugged into here. Okay. So you're looking at a $50,000 car, 72 month financing, interest rate is 5%. That's probably going to be somewhere around 7% these days. Who knows? Maybe 8%. Let's just see something here. I'm trying to get it down. Let's not do 50,000. Let's do, you can finance up to $800 a month. So let's say 40,000. All right, so you can finance up to a $40,000 car, because at $40,000 sale price, 72 month financing, 8% interest rate, could be less. Hopefully it is less. I'm just judging based on today's market. It sucks. Here in Louisiana, sales tax is 10%, I believe. So, I mean, look, you're going to be right there at $800 a month finance, okay? With an 8% rate, your rate may be 7%, 6%, who knows? But $40,000 is the, you know, max you're going to make if you make $5,000 a month and you have a $1,200 mortgage. You know, you can only finance up to $800. Now, guys, look, I know y'all's situation may be completely different. I just wanted to break things down and what steps you should take when it comes to buying a home or buying a car. Do not waste your time or realtor's time or loan officer's time or car salesman time running your credit and looking at cars and houses when you're nowhere in the situation to buy one of those two, okay? If you know your credit scores are good, but your income is not at the level to buy this car or buy this house, pay off some debts so that way it looks like you make more income, or vice versa. Go find some type of second job or add more income, or whatever the case is. Take a overnight remote online job. I don't know what you can do at home, but you know, you can take these steps, and these steps are going to save you time. You know, who wants to drive to a car dealership just to get told in 5 minutes they're denied after they test drove a car, walked around a car, looked at all these cars for hours, and you couldn't even get it, okay? So these are the steps you need to take before you run your credit. If you use credit to improve your lifestyle and would like to share your story on the It Pays to Have Good Credit podcast, feel free to reach out to us at info@sturgiscreditrepair.com. Sturgis is spelled S-T-I-R-G-U-S creditrepair.com.